All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're actually going to skip just a few paragraphs. Pick up on the top of page Kuf Lamed Dalet. Just the next page. Bala Tafkidim. Bali Samchus. Remember again, we were discussing before, for a while, this way to navigate tumultuous circumstances, specifically in the realm of legal trouble. And ultimately, again, what type of messages a person could extract should he find himself in those types of situations. Now, the Mechaber switching gears a little bit, and he says the following. Bali Samchus Leminehem, Anoshim Shenitna Biyadam Malchus Umemshala. Individuals who have positions of authority. Kigon, Shotrim, Shoftim, you know, officers, Shotrim can mean police officers, judges, Morim, teachers, Mefaktim Batsava, officers in the army, Pikidim, Vichomine Bale Tafkidim, Shapiem Yishak Davar, Tzrichim Ladas Shem Nesunim B'Nisayon Gadol Ma'od. So the Mechaber discusses over here that any person who is in a position of authority needs to understand that he's placed in a great challenge. Meaning, having authority is an incredible challenge in and of itself. And we'll discuss why. So if a person uses his position of authority wisely, then ultimately, again, he could accomplish great things and accrue incredible reward. And ultimately, again, to fulfill his will. The person also has the ability to fix or to rectify his past, as well as previous gilgulim. Now, what does this mean? So I'll say, again, I don't know what it means, but I'll tell you what I think it means. What it means is that we've discussed this concept that, you know, the Arizal's concept that the yisod of a gilgul is that a person didn't accomplish something in a previous life, the neshama needs to come back and go ahead and accomplish now what it failed to do so in the past. Now, the Arizal says, so how do you know what you're here for? So remember, we discussed this yisod many times. The Arizal says, each of us, I should say, all of us, I'm sure, many of us, may have struggles. May have struggles, and I might struggle with a variety of different things. But usually in life, there's one like major thing that I constantly struggle with. There's that one thing which I've been doing tshuva for the last, you know, 20 years, right? Maybe 30 years, maybe 40. There's just that one thing that for some reason I can't seem to totally get a handle on. So the Mechaber says so beautifully, the Arizal says so beautifully, usually that one thing that I can't get a handle on, usually that's why I'm here. Usually that's what it is that the Gilgul is for. Meaning because that same thing that I have a difficulty getting a handle on in this life, it's quite possible that I didn't have the ability to get a handle on it in a previous life. I didn't get it right last time, and so I'm back here to take care of that. The Ribono Shel Olam gives us the tools to be able to go ahead and fix the things that are in a state of disrepair. What the Mechaber is pointing out over here is when a person is vested with authority, and you know, we'll discuss, authority comes, everyone has authority on some level, but authority comes in all different kinds of shapes and forms. You know, see, he's saying over here, you know, police officers and judges and teachers and officers in the army. But again, a person could have authority in the workplace. A person could have authority in their family. There's so many different ways in which we exercise authority. His point over here is that authority comes with incredible challenges. If authority is used well, is used correctly, then ultimately, again, a person will acquire incredible schar, and a person will be able to fulfill his shlichus. Vaflatakin is kalavar, and he can even fix those things that have been in a historical state of disrepair in previous gilgulim. V'im lo yamdubo. But if a person does not use his authority correctly, heim yavo'u l'kilkulim gidolim v'lechatoim rabim ma'od shekaparasam kasha ma'od. If a person, chas v'shalom, abuses his authority, then ultimately, again, he could come to some very serious transgressions. So let's discuss this a little bit. So on page Kof Lamed Dalid, the last paragraph on the page. V'zeh mikama sibos. So there are many reasons for this. Let's take a look. Aleph. Adam she'ino bal tafkid siburi. B'derech klal. Eino ba b'maga ela im mispar anashim mukbal. Baker im shpachto im chaver of lavodim ol limudim. If a person literally again is not what he calls a bal tafkid siburi, does not have communal responsibilities. Now this doesn't dafka mean like klal yisrael responses. What he's talking about over here is if a person doesn't have authority, a position of authority, then generally the number of people he comes in contact with is limited. It's limited. Person doesn't have a position of authority, so who does he come in contact with? He comes in contact with his family. He comes in contact with his co-workers or with his schoolmates. The idea over here is his social reach is limited. Lachin, now listen to this. Lachin, Bev Sharusa Lahoil or Lahazik Lemispar Musum, some Shalash and Bilvan. Now there's good news and bad news. The good news is if you damage, you can only damage so many people, right? Meaning that your ability to negatively impact is going to be limited to the smaller circle in which you interact. He says, but a person of authority generally has much greater social circle. I don't mean social like your friends. I mean social like impact. That person has the ability to have a greater impact. That a person in the position of authority, other people are impacted through his decisions. Other people are impacted through his behaviors. Nimsa shemichad gisa imiske lasos estafkido be'emuna. Therefore, it turns out that's what if a person exercises his authority with emuna. Now, emuna over here doesn't mean faith. Emuna over here means like a trustworthiness. Person goes ahead and executes his position of authority with a trustworthiness to those who he is responsible for. He'll be able to benefit a great number of people. Ultimately, again, he'll find bracha in all the different areas of his life. And ultimately, he'll find great reward in the world to come. On the other hand, if a person, if a person does not go ahead and, if a person does not know how to properly use his authority, the yitzar osam anoshim shetachtov, and he abuses his authority. He abuses his authority to go ahead and make the lives of those under him difficult. He will violate many interpersonal laws. And as we all know, that when you go ahead and you negatively impact large numbers of people, it's hard to do tshuva for that. Why? Because you don't know exactly who you negatively impacted. You don't know the extent of it, and therefore it's hard to make amends. The zekim at biltiyev sharelim tzolas kulam. It's almost impossible to find everyone who you adversely affected. Ulevaki shesmichi lasam nimtza shumechin laatzmot tzaros tzuros b'mo yadav vayispale im huroa shumekaba makos mikomine kivunim. So I say, ultimately, again, a person abuses his authority. The negative impact he can have on the other individuals is really of untold impact. Because a person not only could adversely impact others, but doesn't even know or fully comprehend the full extent of his negative impact. So we'll stop over here for today. But again, just to understand what the Mechaber, just to understand how this conversation flows. In the previous discussion we were having, we were speaking about being in a situation where one is adversely impacted by another in a position of authority. So remember again, it started with getting pulled over by the police officer. It then transitioned into standing before the judge, okay? And we discussed how to navigate those circumstances with emunah and how to pull out the message from those circumstances of life. Now we've transitioned to a different discussion, which is, what if I am the individual in the position of authority? What does it mean from an emunah perspective to be vested with authority? And what the Mechaber is pointing out to us now is that authority comes with great responsibility. Why? Because depending on how you use that authority, not only does it determine how you impact others, but it ultimately determines by extension how you impact yourself. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Sashem on the top of Kuf Lamed Hei tomorrow. Shkoyach.